So, what do you think of Israel so far?
Well, this stinky little airport, which by the way is all I've seen of Israel, is absolutely dynamite.
Yeah, yeah. When we get a car, you'll see more.
If we get a car.
Graham said there were cars here we could use.
All right, guys. Here's a scoop. We got nicked a couple of times by bullets during takeoff. Ooh. Nothing too serious, but it needs to be patched up.
How long will that take?
Not long. My man Benjamin is going to take care of it while we head into Jerusalem.
We?
The way I see it, you guys may need help getting past a few GC checkpoints.
Yeah, but the GC is after you, too.
They may be after Taylor Graham of Chicago, but they're not after Jeffrey Croton from East Finchley.
Unbelievable. You're prepared for everything, aren't you?
Well, I'm afraid I find myself fresh out of bulletproof vests at the moment, but other than that...
Well, let's just hope that nobody shoots at us. Again.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 30, Burning Hot Video.
Yikes. I can't believe how many GC soldiers there are in Jerusalem now.
Is this more than normal?
Last time I was here, I hardly saw any.
Listen to you. Last time I was here.
They're probably looking for that rabbi that killed his family.
These guys want you to stop.
Right, so they do. Okay, time to take the forged passport for a spin, eh, Jeffrey, old boy?
Ryan, you and I keep quiet.
Works for me.
Passports?
Certainly, certainly. There you go.
And what is the nature of your visit to Israel, Mr. Croton?
We're on holiday, my good man. See the sights, eat the oranges, enjoy the safety, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
I don't suppose you'd know how we could get to see those mad chaps at the Wailing Wall, would you? We saw them on...
This area is not a tourist center. And why do you have two Americans with you?
They're in my charge for a week. As I said, we're on holiday.
Move along.
Well, that wasn't so bad.
That was the easy part. Where to now?
Here's the address.
Okay, you have any idea where this is?
I can tell you how to get there.
What is it?
It's the address of the rabbi who was accused of killing his family.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. When you guys travel, you hit all the party spots.
Look at that, they burned the house to the ground.
I think they were afraid the rabbi would come back.
And there's no way Nina and Daniel would come back here either.
Nina and Daniel?
Yeah, the rabbi's kids.
The kids are dead. Ben Judah killed them.
No, sorry, I ain't buying it.
600 years ago, they didn't believe the earth was round. It didn't change the fact.
Look, I know these kids. I met them right over there in front of that house.
What are you looking at?
The kid on the stairs. He looks familiar. I think he was there last time I was here.
He probably lives here.
Maybe he knows something. Wait here, I'm gonna go talk to him.
I wanna go.
No, just wait here.
He's right, stay put.
I suppose.
I'll be right back. Excuse me, do you speak English?
I speak English, yes.
Good, good. Can I ask you a question?
You came because of all the things in the news?
I'm not with the news. My name is Jed Thompson.
What is it you want?
Nina and Daniel were friends of mine.
You must not say their names.
I remember that Daniel used your house to sneak into his.
I must go.
I don't believe they're dead.
Then you are wrong.
Please, tell me what you know.
How do I know you're not with the attackers? You could be one of them trying to trap me.
Now, I'm a believer in Christ, just like Nina and Daniel. I don't know why... But I feel like God has me here for a reason. If you can help me...
I am going into my house.
But...
You will wait a few minutes and then join me inside. The door will be unlocked.
Okay. How do I know you're not trying to trap me?
I guess we'll have to trust each other.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to my hideout.
Is anybody else here?
My mother no longer lives with us, and my father has left for work.
Don't you go to school?
My father has let me stay home today.
I'm glad he did. Maybe I can get to the bottom of this.
You may wish differently in just a few moments.
Oh, is this your bat cave?
This is where I keep things that I don't want other people to find.
Such as?
This video camera.
Wait, you have it on tape?
Yes.
Can I see it?
I will show it to you. But first, I must tell you about that day.
I wonder what's going on.
I don't know. I'm not sure we should have let him go into the house alone.
Well, let's just wait a little longer before we
what?
I don't know.
Swell. Listen, if you come up with a plan, you let me know, okay?
I was sick that day. My father told me I could stay home, but not to go outside. I had nothing to do but watch television or read.
Okay.
By the afternoon, I was sitting at the window, watching for my father. That's when I saw the van.
What van?
A black van. It just parked up the road under the trees. Nobody got out. Nothing moved. It just waited.
Huh. What happened then?
It seemed strange to me. So I got out my video camera in case something happened. Sometimes they buy these tapes for the news broadcast.
Yeah?
About that time, the rabbi's driver pulled up. Mrs. Ben Judah came outside.
Where were Nina and Daniel?
They got out of the car and went into the house. A minute later, the van pulled up and the soldiers jumped out. That's when I started recording. Now, you ready to see it?
Yeah, I guess.
Where is he? Where is the rabbi?
I will not betray my father!
Tell us!
Mother! Nina!
Spare your life, kid. Tell me where he is.
I...
Now, before it's too late!
I want to see your face!
There, now tell me!
I'd rather die than betray my father!
The rabbi is not inside. What now?
To the university.
No matter what they believed, they died needlessly and with honor.
They were treated like animals.
Some animals are treated better.
What happened to the rabbi?
Nobody knows.
Wow. I came here for nothing. They're already dead.
Perhaps there still is a reason why you're here.
Oh, I'm listening.
I cannot keep this videotape. Way too dangerous for me.
What do you want me to do with it?
I don't care what you do with it. Just take it. Think of something.
What?
Use it to get even with the people who did this to my friends.
So, that videotape is why we came to Israel?
It has to be. Nothing else makes sense.
What are we gonna do?
I'm not sure yet. All I know is that we can't let just anybody get their mitts on this tape.
Well, what about Graham?
Nah, we don't need to worry about him as long as he's up in the room, asleep. I'll put it in the safe at the front desk.
Okay. Well, what are we gonna do tonight?
Well, this is your first time in Jerusalem. We may as well take in the sights.
Cool.
I'm actually here listening to Eli and Moshe. I know, it's pretty cool, but we have to be careful. Most people here don't like them.
I want to get closer.
They're going to be quiet for a while, though. This might be a good time to get closer.
Be careful, boys. Those two can breathe fire.
Thanks. We're okay.
You are both brave and foolish.
Well, actually, they're preaching the truth about Jesus. I believe what they're saying.
Remember what I said about being careful?
Uh-oh, this is bad.
Blessed are those who mourn.
What? Ryan, he's looking at you.
What should I do?
Move closer.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall receive comfort.
You're talking about Bruce, aren't you?
The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches.
Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked.
That was amazing. They were talking right to me.
Yeah, no, me too. I mean, I just wanted to see him in person. Never thought they'd talk to me. I want to tell Taylor about it.
I'm not so sure I would do that right now. We still aren't sure which side he's on.
Yeah, I suppose.
Of course, it looks like he's no longer with us.
I wonder where he went.
He took all his... Wait, hold on. He left a note on the bed. You two don't need me hanging around. Call me on my cell phone when you're ready to leave.
Huh. Maybe we should have told him where we were going.
Actually, I think I like it better this way. I just hope he doesn't take off and leave us here.
Hey, Judd, what do you think they meant when they said the stuff about God being slow to anger and all?
At first, I thought he was talking about us. No, I can't help but think it has something to do with that videotape.
What do you mean?
Maybe God is going to judge the people that killed the Ben-Judas.
And he's going to use that tape?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think.
Dude, you're not thinking of turning over to the authorities, are you?
And I know it sounds dumb,
it sounds dumb because it is dumb and dangerous.
Oh, really?
If the people on the tape have anything to do with the global community, they're going to want to find everyone who's even touched it.
Yeah, well, Nina and Daniel were my friends.
Yeah, well, getting revenge is wrong.
I don't want revenge. I want justice.
Remember what Eli Moishe said? God will take care of the wicked.
That's right, with our help.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. God does need our help.
You know what I mean.
Something just... It doesn't seem right.
I'm taking the tape to the authorities.
Just like that. I have no say in the matter.
Yeah, you've had your say. I listened to you and decided to do it my way.
Whatever. I'm not even going to bother arguing with you, all right?
Good.
All right, so first thing in the morning, we'll take the tape over to the cops.
Okay. Okay. Hey, you want to call home?
Yeah, might as well while we're still alive.
Oh, please.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Lionel?
I ought to be asking you what's up. Where are you?
Jerusalem.
Yeah? Bring me back some fruit. Because of the war, they say we ain't going to get any here for weeks.
I'll see what I can do. Anything else going on?
Yeah, we got some assembly meeting at the school in a couple of days. They want to know who's still alive.
Yeah, it's almost time for school again, isn't it?
Yeah. Vicky and I are working on a special underground newsletter to sneak in. Let people know about Bruce's funeral. Maybe get a few people to come.
Oh, good idea. So how's Darian and Mrs. Staley?
Good. I mean, as far as I know...
Oh, we'll tell him I said hi, will you?
Sure, I mean, I will. Next time I see him.
The guy in the corner said this is the police station.
Man, I still don't like this idea.
And I still think it's the right thing to do.
All right, let me ask you one thing.
What?
Let me keep the tape while you're in there.
Why?
Because if this thing goes the way I think it will, then they won't kill you if you don't have the tape on.
No one's gonna kill me.
Yeah, well, it'll make me feel better.
Fine. Here, take it. Just don't go too far away, all right? I'll probably have to come out and get it from you.
Yeah, maybe.
And if anything does happen, call Taylor. I'm still not sure we can completely trust him, but he seems to know his way around things.
Got it. Good luck.
Okay.
Shalom.
Shalom. Do you speak English?
Yes.
Oh, good. I have information about the murder of the rabbi's family.
Do not make jokes.
No, I'm serious. I saw the men who did it.
Please, come with me.
Ow, hey! What's going on?
There are some people who are interested in talking to you. Very interested.
Is this the one?
Yes, sir.
Leave us.
Are you the guy I've been waiting for?
I am investigating the Ben-Judah case.
You're a police officer?
Yes. but I answer to the global community.
The global community? I thought you were an Israeli cop.
You may speak to me as freely as you would speak to the Israeli police.
Great.
Where is your passport, Mr. Thompson?
Probably back at the hotel.
And what about the item you had locked in the hotel safe?
What item?
The item you received from the child of Ben Judah's neighbor.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't need to be afraid. We know all about the object that you received. We know you took it out of the hotel safe this morning. The only thing we don't know is where it is right now.
A friend has it.
Would that be your slightly younger friend, with the fair hair and the nervous look on his face? He should blend in here in Jerusalem quite well, eh?
I don't understand this. I came here to help you find a murderer.
We already know who the murderer is.
No, you think the rabbi killed them. I know he didn't. I've seen the face of... I've seen the face... You! You did it! You killed Daniel!
As I said, we already know who the killer is. The last thing we need right now is someone who can positively identify him.
Oh, so now you're gonna kill me?
What did you receive from the child?
Videotape. He taped the whole killing, and he taped you with your mask off.
I see. I'll make you a deal. If you get me that videotape, I'll let you go.
But I've seen the tape.
Everyone believes the rabbi killed them. Nobody would believe you if you told them I did it.
And if I say no?
I will crush your spine before you make it to the door.
But you won't have the tape.
Your friend is being watched, just outside the building.
You're sure about that?
Why would I not be?
Because he can be kind of slippery. In fact, I'll bet you guys have lost him already. Go ahead, call. I'll wait.
Come on. That is the boy.
What?
Oh, really? Very well, then.
Let me guess. They were watching him, and he just disappeared, right?
As you say, he just, poof, disappeared.
Ha! I told you so.
Then he called the front desk to give you a message.
What?
Oh, yes. He said you were to meet him at 10 o'clock where you talked to your two friends last night.
Oh. Oh, I see. Okay.
You will show us where he is and where the tape is.
Then you'll let us go?
Of course.
How do I know I can trust you?
Please. You can trust me. I work for the global community.
All right, I'm not sure how we're going to get Judd from the Wailing Wall back to the airport.
I'll take care of that. I have a friend who owns a taxicab he might let me use.
Can it outrun GC cars?
It can outrun most cars, but we have to have the plane powered up when we get back to it.
Hey, can we do it before we leave to meet him?
We can, but then we may have to refuel somewhere before we get back to Chicago.
As long as we get out of here alive.
You're sure Judd will be there?
Yeah, sure as I am of anything right now.
Well, for what it's worth, you two don't act like any kids I've ever known.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
It would be easier if you told me where we are going.
We're almost there.
There is nothing in this area that would interest you.
Except that.
This is the Wailing Wall.
Yeah, this is where we met our friends last night.
Where is the tape?
I see it. I see it there. On the ground, over there, by the fence.
That fence is there for a reason.
Yeah, well, I don't have anything to fear from Eli and Moshe. Oh, this is the rest of your hit squad, I presume?
These are my loyal officers. They are here to make sure that those monsters don't interfere. Now get the tape!
Okay, okay. You don't need the gun.
Careful, son. They'll kill you if you get too close.
Thanks.
God shows his anger from heaven against all sinful, wicked people who push the truth away from themselves.
Huh?
Stand back.
Okay.
What are you doing? Bring it here.
I can't. You have to get it yourself.
Bring it here!
He won't let me.
And he shall execute great vengeance on them with
wrathful rebukes, and they shall know that he is the Lord when he lays his vengeance on them.
I'll be over here.
You will regret this.
This wasn't my plan.
Cover them. Someone get the other one from the taxi.
Hey, we had a deal.
You didn't think I would actually let you leave the country, did you? Cover him. I will get the tape.
We proclaim the power of God Almighty, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the sky.
Woe to you, evildoers! Woe to you who shed the blood of the innocent!
What?
The blood of the righteous calls out!
What are you talking about? I have done nothing to you!
Vengeance is mine! I shall repay, says the Lord!
You stay away from me!
Joe, let's go!
The tape! Forget it, it's melted. Come on, the police are on their way.
Let's move!
Let's go!
Wow! You guys really planned this out, huh?
Yeah, I'm getting homesick. I don't want to waste any time.
We're about an hour and a half from the East Coast, another hour and a half to Staley's airstrip.
You think it's safe to land there after the way we left?
We shouldn't have any problems. Got it. Hello?
Sounds kind of fishy to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, doesn't seem to make much sense to me either.
You think the GC are calling all over the Staley's place
now? Yeah, just a second. Ryan, phone's for you.
Me?
It's Mrs. Staley.
Oh, cool. Hello?
Ryan, it's me, Darian.
Hey, what's going on? Are you okay?
We are for now. We've had some excitement.
So you liking Loretta's?
We left Loretta's house 2 days ago.
What? Why?
Well, my mother and I don't want to put any of you in danger. If we get caught, anyone who is with us will suffer.
What's going on?
I'll tell you in a second. So, where are you then?
I can't say right now. Mother told Taylor we were in Wisconsin, but that's not true.
Shoot.
Don't tell him, though.
Why not?
Is he standing right there?
No, he's in the cockpit.
My mom thinks he may be setting you guys up.
What? He can't be.
I can't explain everything right now, but whatever happens, don't let him land at my parents' house.
Well, that's what the plan is right now.
Don't let him take you there. Whatever it takes, you have to land somewhere else.
Hey, Taylor.
Yeah?
Something's wrong with Ryan, man. He just passed out.
Is he breathing?
I think so.
What happened?
I don't know. He hadn't said anything since we got that phone call. Then he started moaning a few minutes ago, said his gut hurt, then he flopped.
We'll be in Chicago in an hour.
An hour? He can't go an hour. If it's his appendix or something...
What do you want me to do?
Where's the nearest airport?
Grand Rapids?
Good, land there. See if they can have an ambulance ready to take him to the hospital, okay?
I'll see what I can do.
So what's the deal with this kid?
Don't know. They call in an emergency. Abdominal pain.
Well, let's not waste any time. I got a party to get to.
He's over here. He's right here.
Let's go have a look.
Careful with him. Get his feet.
Get him on the stretcher. On three, lift. One, two, three.
Can I ride along?
Yeah.
Ryan, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Where's it hurt?
My stomach.
Show me.
Here.
That's too high for appendix. Get him on an IV.
I'm feeling a lot better now.
Lie down, son. This won't hurt.
No, I'm serious. I feel fine. My stomach, it doesn't hurt at all.
Wow, huh? Maybe he just needed to get off the plane.
Is this a joke? No, not at all. I'm, probably just a bad flyer or something.
Stop the car.
Thanks for your help.
Yeah, we appreciate it, guys.
Hey, get back in here. Come back.
This whole world's falling off his rocker. What was that all about?
I don't know. But if I ever see those two again, he will need medical help.
So we got away from Graham. Now what?
We rent a car and drive back home.
Judd, man, I'm getting a bad feeling about this. Now we can't trust Graham either?
I guess not.
You ever feel like we're all alone in the world and everybody else is trying to hurt us?
Every day, Ryan. Every stinking day.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.